Hashtag Casey Leisure, only on Casey 107.7.
Hi, I'm Jolene Du Plessis, and I'm going to introduce you to people that are active in the tourism industry. People who have, against many odds, had successful careers in tourism. Tourism is everybody's business. And one of the people that I really admire for what she's achieved is Michelle Lenko. Hi, Michelle, and thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Jolene. Thank you for being here, and thank you for visiting me.
So you live in a town that is basically dominated by tourism, and you chose a section that has got quite a bit of competition. So how did you start?
I've always done being involved in tourism in any other way, but I didn't know that that was part of the tourism. Because I've worked from restaurants, different types of restaurants, different types of shops, and people were always looking for information, but I didn't know that it was part of tourism until I became a student in 2012 with the NISNA, with the Sedgefield Information Office, and the area manager back then was Rose. Mm-hmm. We call her Roseberg, and she took me one day to a township tour in NISNA, where the late Mawande Kondlo was the one who drive with us. And from that time, I fall in love with what I'm doing until today. And also for Rose, helping me out being a student, working in tourism, knowing that this is what you need to do, these are do's and don'ts in tourism, it helped me a lot. And then I went to study. Took me 2 years, and then I went to study with Alive PTL. 2014, I finished and got my certificates. In 2016, I registered my business and started doing tours. And I'm still doing them until today.
And you still enjoy it?
I still enjoy it very much.
There must have been lots of success stories that you've had with interesting people.
Yes, quite a lot. And you know, you become involved in a big family of tourism, because I got to meet people from different areas here in South Africa, and other guys as well who've been in business for too long, and they also mentor me to where I am today. Mm-hmm. And now I'm a tour operator myself, not just only a tour guide, and I'm also running the Sedgefield Information Office. So, yeah.
So many faceted.
Yes.
Yeah. And challenges, have you had challenges?
Challenges, yes, with COVID, because that's where everything went to back to basics. Pre-COVID, I was doing very well, doing 2 coaches a week with a group of 23 to 28 people in 1 coach, because I was doing bidwork tours. So they come to my house, we do bidwork. Whatever they make, they take it home with them.
So tell us more about that. That is interesting.
I bring my guests in and then they do beadwork. Mm-hmm. So whatever bangle, whatever necklace they make, they take it home as a souvenir. And that was happening pre-COVID. Now I'm trying to bring it in again and it's taking too long.
But with the beadwork, did you make any money out of it?
I did make quite a lot of money with that. Mm. Yeah.
So basically just for teaching them to do
it. Just for teaching them to do beadwork. And you can see their faces, because some of them said, I don't know how to hold a needle. How am I going to do this? I said, you just have to grab one bead at a time. And then they do it when they are done. And then you can see their faces. I've done this. I've made this for myself. I said, yes, that's the way. That's the way it has to be. Yeah. Fun.
Absolutely. And do you think that tourism is only a fun business?
It's a fun business, and we also want to make money. Mm-hmm. Yes, and the relationships also we build with our guests, because I still have got people I met way back then, pre-COVID, were still in contact with me.
So it's not only your own people that you get to know and your own culture, but your own culture, has that prepared you for this, what you're doing now?
Not really, because I'm a go-getter myself. If I see something I'm interested in, I follow my heart.
Mm-hmm. And who inspires you?
a lot of people. Yeah. A lot of people inspires me, and seeing someone doing it every day, Monday to Friday, without complaining. If that person can do it in hardships like this, I can also do it myself.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to young people who want to enter the industry?
Young people, there is a big room. It's a big house in tourism. You don't have to be just a guide. There's quite a lot you can do, but you need to get the basics of being a guide in tourism.
And how do you get that?
You have to attend your classes and become a registered guide. And you have to go knock on the doors so that you get a mentorship, because it's difficult when you just finish and start.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it doesn't mean to say you're qualified today, tomorrow you can get a job. You still have to hop on other people to gain experience.
Right.
And don't be shy, knock on those doors. Some other doors will open for you, even the others can close on you.
Right. But you also mentioned that you're now a tour operator. What is the difference between a tourist guide and a tour operator?
A tourist guide, we just take people for excursions. Now, a tour operator, I can put out, plan everything, the itinerary for them, and sell it out there.
Okay.
So I'm making more money than just being a guide.
So in other words, you have started doing that?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then just lastly, what is your plan for the future? Have you got a plan for the future?
The plan for the future is just want to grow my business.
Mm-hmm.
And make lots of money and see those beautiful smiley faces coming back to life again after COVID.
Yeah. There is, but we were sitting here in your shop. Have you got any plans to expand on your shop?
Yes. This is supposed to be just my showroom where people can see what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I need to have a bigger place, and I'll be opening a online shop for my products, which will be under the Timber Crafts only.
Yeah. Lots of plans.
Lots of plans. Lots of plans and selling my products out there.
Yeah. But Michelle, you don't only serve tourists, you also serve the industry in many ways.
Yes.
You are on committees and whatever. Can you tell us about that?
Okay, I'm part of the National Federation of Tour Guides. And I'm also a member of SCAL International, and I'm also a member of CTGA, that is Cape Town Guides Association, and I'll be a SATA member very soon. Why I need to be a member? Because you need to belong somewhere, so that there's that partnership. If they know there's a member who isn't sexual, they'll pass it on to a member than just to someone they don't know.
So it is important to get connected.
It is important, yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you all the luck in the future, all success. I mean, you don't look like somebody who will not have success, so that's why you are here. So thank you so much for your time, Michelle. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jolene.
Hashtag KC Leisure, only on KC 107.7.